Welcome to our first show. My name's Bob Wise. I'm the founder, minister with Forgotten Word Ministries out of Illinois. Our purpose of this radio program is to enlighten people as to all the falsehoods that are just so prevalent in the churches today. It seems like churches have changed from what they was set out to be to now in today's society are nothing but country clubs, self-help groups, you name it, you claim it. We've lost our respect for God. We've lost any holiness towards God. We look to ourselves for our wants and our wishes, and sometimes even our salvation. We look to the minister that's in the pulpit, the man leading the congregation, instead of looking to God. And my purpose in all of this is to help you to understand that God is the same today as he was yesterday. He's not changed. We have changed. He's not changed. The churches are failing, people. Listen to me now. Listen closely. The churches are failing. We have to get back to where we worship God in truth and in spirit. We don't worship the Lord anymore in truth and spirit. We worship him. We worship God in what we feel is important to us, not what's important to God. That's where we're failing. We've turned our eyes away from the Lord. In the Bible, it tells us very, very plainly, look to the things not seen, for the things that are seen are temporary. The things that are not seen are eternal. We always look towards what we can do for us. What can I do for me? What can God do for me? What can my church do for me? What can my pastor do for me? It's gotten to the point where God has become set on the back burner so long that we forget that he's even there now. Our goal is to enlighten you, to help you to understand that if your preacher is not preaching the true word of God, repentance, turning away from your sins, asking Jesus to be your Savior, repenting of your sins when you ask him to be your Savior, and devoting your life to him, not to you. You're nothing. We're all nothing. None of us are righteous. Only God is righteous. Only God, only God. He's the only righteous one, but yet we are now teaching in our churches that we are righteous. That we are gods. We are little gods. Some are even saying, you know, while we were formed in the image of God, therefore we automatically become like God. Therefore, if we're like God, we can do everything God can do. This is being preached all over the world, especially in America. The United States has absolutely been in the forefront of destroying the Church of Jesus Christ. The Church of Jesus. I'm not talking about the Church of Jesus Christ, the Mormons. I'm talking about the Church of Jesus Christ of the Bible. The Son, the Holy Son of God. The Church has absolutely turned away from him. There's multitudes of people out there. And on this program, we're going to share with you what we've learned over the last 10, 12 years of investigating, looking into a lot of these ministries, a lot of these preachers, a lot of these teachings that are going on that are absolutely destroying the church. We have to really take a stand. It's time for the real church, the true believers of Jesus Christ, to take a stand, to stand up. Quit going to church on Sunday mornings and then forgetting God exists until next Sunday morning. He's only there when you want him. You love to have people point out to you all the wonderful things you're doing in church. But what about your everyday life? You don't live for God in your everyday life anymore. You live for you. How big of a house can you get? How much money can you collect? How much new this can you have? How much new that can you have? How proud you can be of everything you're doing. But it seems like very little, if any, is for God. We were put here to worship God. That's what our job is in this world. Our job while we're alive is to worship the Lord, to spread the gospel, to make disciples of all mankind. Instead, what we're doing is we're making some preachers filthy, stinking rich, while the congregation, the people in that particular congregation, are struggling to get by from payday to payday. But they've been so brainwashed that they will come out of a service, you can interview them right there, right after service, and they will tell you how God wants the best for you. God wants you to be wealthy. God wants you to have all those wonderful things in this life. He wants you to have this. He wants you to have that. He wants you to do this. He wants you to do that. All in the name of money. And yet if you ask those people, those same people, they're struggling to get by from paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. That's why so many preachers today want to have mega churches, big, huge, mega congregations, because they know the people, the bulk of the people, not all, but the bulk of the people that's in the churches that's following these men and these women are poor. And it takes a lot of them to make $1 million. So that's part of what we're going to do. As we was talking about before, we're gonna have a lot of things on the show that we hope will get you to the point where you'll understand that the church has really fallen away from the Word of God. It's a sad situation to be. I mean, just being blunt and honest with you, it's a really sad situation. And we're praying that you will learn from what we have to say. We're praying you'll enjoy it, you'll like it. But first and foremost, we pray that you'll learn from it. You'll realize that the Word of God is the only guidance that you need as far as scriptural. There's no other way to turn. Man can say anything, but if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, then it's for nothing. It's all for naught. Now, there's some other things we'll be doing. We're going to have guests. We'll have guest speakers, guests on the telephone in guests from around the country that we think you'll really enjoy. We think you'll really, truly enjoy the ministry that these folks have and the knowledge that they have and the wisdom and discernment the Lord has given them to be able to see and discern truth from false, true from false. I mean, and that's really what this all, this discernment ministry thing that you hear about. It's a true thing. I mean, the Lord has guided us. The Lord has told us, you know, you have to study the Word and you have to bear up what you hear against what the Lord said. And that's what discernment ministries and Bereans do, is they take what they hear, they balance it against Scripture, and if it doesn't fit, then it's their obligation to tell you, folks, listen, what that man or that woman's teaching or preaching is not complimentary to the Bible. It's against what the Lord has said. Now, there's a lot of these preachers out there, they'll tell you, say, you know, I got the Word from God himself. I got the Word from God. Well, you know, then let's hear it. Let's see what it said. Let's see if it lines up. If it don't line up, you know, you can say anything you want to say. It's not going to make any difference. And that's what this is all about, is knowing the difference between what God truly says and what man is saying. That's what you have to gauge things by. And we want to get you to the point in your life where you know good from bad, you know right from wrong, you know false preaching from true godly preaching. And you'll get to the point where you'll worship God himself in your everyday life, not just on Sunday mornings, Sunday nights, Wednesdays, Bible studies, get-togethers, those kind of things, but to where the Word of the Lord is in just an inherent part of your everyday being. Where you don't have to second guess yourself all the time, or you don't have to be told by somebody, wow, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You'll be doing things that are complementary to what the Lord God himself said in his Word and good for his kingdom. And that's what we want to help you to grow to be. Good, outstanding, wonderful Christian people that follow Jesus Christ and his teachings just exactly like he would want you to. We're not perfect by any means. Don't even go for a second thinking that I have all the answers that that I know what I'm talking about in all things, because I don't. I have a lot to learn. There's a lot I hope I continue to learn. I hope I continue to learn every minute, every day of my life. On my deathbed, I've always said, on my deathbed, I hope I learn something new right before I die, because I always want to learn. I always want to get closer to God, to know Him better, to where it's a personal relationship with Him in the way that He would want it to be, not a relationship where I can demand what He can do for me. Not a relationship where I can say, I want this and I want it now, so you got to give it to me. That's what we want you to learn. And part of learning all this is by exposing the people who are false, exposing the teachings that are false, exposing what's going on in this world to where we've lost our focus on the holy God, the great I Am of the Bible. There's no holiness. We want to bring holiness back. It's never gone anywhere. We're just not doing anything with it. God is still holy, and our goal is to help you to learn, to grow, to become a better Christian, to become better enlightened, to help learn from it. And I'm going to do everything that I humanly can with God's help to expose these false preachers, expose these false teachers and these falsehoods to where they're telling you every day that you can be rich, you can be rich, you can be rich, you can be rich. I don't get it. These people sit in these churches with other folks just like themselves, and they're not rich. There's a select few running around in that church that's rich. The rest of them are just, like I've said earlier, working paycheck to paycheck, just barely scraping by. No money for anything except for to barely feed their family and then to come to church and give their tithes and offerings. And that's all they've got. But yet the preacher will stand up there and condemn them for not having enough faith to become a millionaire. That just makes me sick. It ought to make you sick. I hope it makes you sick. I hope with what I can help you learn through this ministry, this radio ministry, I hope I can make you feel the same way, to where it makes you sick to your heart to hear somebody being so misled by so many on an everyday basis in our churches, in the church building that we go to worship a holy God, has become nothing but a playground. If you don't think it's a playground, just think about every time you go to church, one of the first few things you hear somebody say off the pulpit is, we're going to have fun. Are you there to have fun? Are you there to worship the holy God who created you? You can have fun anytime, but you need to understand that the gathering together of like-minded Christian people who worship the Lord God should be a very holy experience. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Where has He gone? The answer is nowhere. He's gone nowhere, but we have. Let me help you get back to that point in your life where you walk in humble grace towards a holy God. Thanks for joining us today. I want you to come back every day and be a part of this ministry. I want you to learn. I want you to write me, email me, let me know what you want to hear. Let me know your thoughts on what you are hearing from me. Be a part of this ministry, folks. www.forgottenword.org. It's all about learning the truth. It's all about knowing the truth. It's all about worshiping a holy God, not man. God bless you. I love you. Jesus loves you. Rely on Him, and you'll go far. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.